it has always occurred to me that they have a real passion and love of learning about music, even beyond just the instrument. You know, in my case, it was piano. But the issues or the barriers or the the things that get in their way is time. So I've just been brainstorming in my own mind, which is sometimes dangerous, how we might tap into their existing passion, but then have things that would involve them learning about music even more in depth with some very creative and unique subject areas. And so I developed sort of a 6-part music program that would not, well, predominantly not involve lessons. It would be more about lectures and getting them in and getting them playing, because I also wanted to be a collaborator with our area music teachers, people who are already teaching adults, and so that we could be an enrichment program for them.
So how does the center actually work?
We're just launching our programs. We're following sort of seasonal terms. Nothing will last more than 6 weeks, and most of them won't even last that long. Next on the docket is a 4-part a cappella male sing-in with our area Southern Gateway Chorus at Harmony Lodge. And we're offering a lecture just one time for 2 hours on the British Invasion, which is our rock and roll and forum, which is what we're calling our lecture series. We're going to have something called ring-ins for handbell playing and play-ins for garage bands, but everything is just going to be offered staggered entry. So in other words, nothing will start at the same time and end at the same time. And it'll be different days of the week. So it'll be different places.
So if people attend these things, they'll be able to see professionals, as you mentioned, handbells and some other things. Well, how will the adults actually learn?
Let's use the 4-part a cappella male sing-in is what we're calling that. So they'll come to the Harmony Lodge for 2 hours. First, they're going to have a little performance by the guys from Southern Gateway Chorus. They're going to get in, sing a little bit, enjoy the camaraderie, socialize, hear a little concert by the Southern Gateway Chorus, and then be on their way. They have to have no experience, or they could have sung before and just want to jump back in again.
So your goal isn't necessarily to teach an instrument or a type of singing to the students, but to sort of get them involved with people who do that and let them have some fun and let them learn something, but it's not like a music school as we would traditionally imagine it to be.
Absolutely correct. And in fact, that's exactly what we want to do. So in other words, if I offer a group piano class, let's just say, it's going to be targeted to parents that have kids who are in piano lessons, gets them in. They learn a few little skills so that they're better practice partners for their kids. Or if it's a master choral work singing, then we'll announce what the piece is. People come together who just sort of love that piece, love singing together. They sing together in the morning and they leave.
Rachel Kramer says, for adults who want actual ongoing music lessons, the Cincinnati Center for Adult Music Study offers what she calls in-network providers. I'm Steve Hirschberg.